USA News. I'm Dave Collins. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy picking up a few more votes as we head beyond the 13th vote to try to secure a Speaker of the House. The House is adjourning until 10 p.m. Eastern time. Before voting kicked off today, the Californian said he had made progress in negotiations with defectors. The Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin's breathing tube was removed overnight. Physicians from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said Hamlin continues to progress remarkably. Hamlin addressed his Bills teammates through FaceTime this morning. Buffalo Bills coach Sean McDermott.
He's just got some staple things that they know him for and that he does. And he made the heart symbol probably more than anything. And then he gave him a thumbs up.
Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest after making a routine tackle during the first quarter of Monday Night Football earlier this week. A top Federal Reserve official believes the central bank will keep raising interest rates. Speaking to CNBC from New Orleans, Atlanta Fed President Raphael Bostic said he expects up to 0.5 percentage point hike on February 1st. Meanwhile, stocks are up sharply on Wall Street after the latest jobs report showed a slowdown in wage gains. President Biden will soon head to El Paso, Texas, as there's an ongoing surge of migration at the southern border.
The idea is to increase the legal pathways available to people and put in place a nice, safe, orderly process that is humane and gives them the hope that they're looking for.
White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said Biden is eager to talk to local officials and Border Patrol agents on the ground when he visits Sunday. The FDA is approving an Alzheimer's drug that slowed cognitive decline in clinical trials. The drug is called lecanemab and was developed by Biogen and Japanese pharmaceutical company Eisa. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing President Biden over immigration policy. Paxton filed suit on Thursday in a U.S. District Court. It accuses the administration of nullifying a federal law that keeps immigrants from getting a green card if they're likely to depend on government social services. A new study shows the world's glaciers are melting even faster than scientists previously believed. The study published yesterday in the journal Science shows two-thirds of the world's glaciers will disappear by the end of this century. The estimate is based on the current rate of climate change, with scientists saying it's already too late to save some smaller glaciers. Hawaii's Big Island is seeing more eruptions. Lance Pry explains.
Kilauea, one of the world's most active volcanoes, began erupting again on Hawaii's Big Island Thursday, just about a month after federal officials said activity there had come to an end. The U.S. Geological Survey said it was evaluating possible hazards. So far, the eruption has been contained to inside the crater.
Automakers are hopeful new vehicle sales will rebound this year after their worst performance in more than a decade. According to industry estimates, fewer than 14 million new vehicles were sold last year. Auto industry executives are citing pent-up demand following parts and supply chain shortages as one key reason for the upbeat outlook. Dave Collins, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.